Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ed Schoenfeld. This week on AK, police dogs. Dog owners know the challenges of training, the difficulties in getting their pet to stop jumping up on people or even barking. Police dogs have to excel at those basic tasks and then go beyond to meet a remarkable level of obedience. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes recently met up with Anchorage police dog Airy and his handler in an Anchorage parking lot. She has this story.
Airy's sitting on the asphalt, alert and focused on his handler and on the thick rubber stick Anchorage police officer Lonnie Brown is holding with both hands.
So I'll give him the command to see. He's looking at the toy right now. Still. And I'll give him the command that he can have it, which is a free command. Free. So he's biting the toy right now.
Airy tries to rip it out of Brown's hands.
So I'll give him a release command. Los. Free. Los.
Brown tosses the toy a couple dozen feet away and frees Airy to go after it. Then he gives the stop command, and Airy stops in his tracks. Then, on command, Airy walks backwards away from the toy.
Kasadik. Kasadik.
Brown has been a handler in the Anchorage Police Department's canine unit for almost 15 years. His 2.5-year-old canine partner, Airy, is brown and black. You can see a few of Airy's ribs, which Brown says is a sign the dog is at just the right weight for a Belgian Malinois.
Belgian Malinois are considered, they kind of look like a shepherd, but they're real skinny. But they have the play drive and the activity drive of a Dalmatian. So they're really an active dog.
Along with that high drive, Brown says, police dogs have to have the right personality or character, a strong hunting and chasing instinct and loyalty. They need to be obedient to a fault, but also independent enough to work alone and to make certain decisions.
If you became aggressive and you shoved me right now, he'd automatically bite you because that's a trained behavior because you're aggressive towards the handler or aggressive towards another police officer.
Brown says Airy is trained to track people through scents on the ground. The dog has tracked down many suspects. His latest, for example, was a nighttime operation, finding a burglar who had fled and hidden behind a wooden box. In his year and a half in service, Airy has captured two suspects, including a man who took a shot at a police officer. Brown says when Airy is sent to catch a fleeing suspect, he's trained to take a flying leap to get the suspect on the ground.
If a dog is apprehends somebody when they're running away and hits them high center of mass in between the shoulder blades, it will force the suspect to the ground. Because, you know, you have a 70-pound dog going certain miles per hour, launching through the air, it will topple somebody over.
Once the dog launches, it's trained to bite the suspect. It sometimes gets an arm or leg, but it's trained to bite in the upper back.
Because there's not a big muscle group there, it's not a lot of injury is inflicted by that. They can't really get a hold of any bones and break them.
But if the suspect stands still or is passive, Airy is trained to hold them in place and bark. He's also trained to bark when he finds a suspect and to not bark on command.
Say you have him barking at a door and you gave commands for the guy to give up and you want to see if the guy's going to answer you back. You don't want this dog to continue to bark, so you want him to be down and quiet. So I'll give him the command to bark and then I'll give him the command to go down and be quiet, which is still. Give him up. Still. Give him up.
Airy pulled the windsock off my microphone. He thinks it's a toy. And it's time for his toy. Brown gives the rubber stick to him, and Airy looks pretty pleased as he chews on it. Judging by its tattered look, he's made some progress in tearing the tough toy to pieces, which is not surprising since the Belgian Malinois can exert hundreds of pounds of force through its jaws, another characteristic of the breed that makes it a favorite for police work. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.